I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Sent for me, and now you're singing. over me. The father's song. I have heard so many songs, listened to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. Sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love. You sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony. Over me, the Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. And now you're singing over me, the Father's song.
Hope Show listeners, I'm very happy that you are tuned in to the Hope Show today. It's another magnificent day to worship the Lord together, right? I hope you've all had a good week, and I'm sorry that I missed out on last week. We were having some technical issues, and so we weren't able to do all of our shows last week. And so I had prepared a Father's Day show last week, and I wasn't able to do that. And so I realize that we are a week late into Father's Day, but it's a pretty special message. And I think that even though it's a week late, I believe that it's still a really good message to share with everyone. And so I'm going to go ahead with what I had planned for last week. So we'll go ahead and start there. So that's what our message is going to be about today. It's called Father's Day. And I had something happen to me a few days ago that really got me thinking about what it means to be a parent. And not only being a parent, but being a good parent. Being a parent isn't something that you can take lightly. It's a lifelong commitment. It means investing your time and your effort for the sake of your child's well-being. It means loving them and placing them before yourself. Parents make sacrifices for their children. It means loving your child unconditionally, no matter what mistakes that they make. And they are bound to make mistakes, just like you and I. But just like us, even as adults, we make mistakes too. You know, we are human. And you can't decide when you want to be a parent, when it is convenient for you, and disregard the other times in the child's life when it gets hard or if it gets inconvenient. Children are a gift from God. He entrusts us with these fragile little beings and to raise them God's way, so that when they grow up, they will not part from God's ways. Being a parent in a parental role to a child doesn't always look like the stereotypical normal, like husband, wife, and child. Parenting in today's world isn't always about being biological. Sometimes things happen in life. For example, maybe a parent passes away. Perhaps there was a divorce, and one of the parents moved far away, maybe even out of state. And perhaps a parent has lost their way in life, and they're just not able to be a good parent. And so maybe someone else raises that child. Someone else maybe stepped up to take on that responsibility. Perhaps it's a godfather, meaning that if something happens to the parents, that godfather promises to take over the parental role. Or perhaps you're a stepfather to a child. But it doesn't matter whether you're biologically related or not. What truly matters is that you've stepped up when someone else didn't, and that you made that child's life better. As I was dealing with my own personal matter this past week, I was praying and I was asking the Lord, please, you know, if my mind and my heart is not in the right place, please reveal to me His truth. And if there was anything else that I should be doing or I should be saying, I was praying, dear Lord, help me to see. You know, sometimes we humans, we think of things differently than the way God thinks of them. And someone really got under my skin. I have to admit that. And I needed the Lord's help to straighten it out in my mind, so that I wouldn't say or do something that I would regret later. And so I was praying, Lord, please, 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 change my heart, change my mind. If there's something else that I need to be saying or doing, then reveal that truth. And as I was reading my devotionals, He answered me. It just popped right off the page. Have you ever had that sometimes when you're reading your Bible or your devotionals and something that you've read and reread and reread, it doesn't mean a lot to you at that time, but then sometime down the road, whenever something, you're going through something specifically, you know, you can reread that and it's like a light bulb that goes on in your head and you're like, wow, you know, I never saw it that way before. Well, as I was reading this devotional and praying to the Lord, right there in front of my eyes, it says, whoever is doing the job earns the title, regardless of blood relation. It couldn't have been more clear to me. Whoever is doing the job earns the title, regardless of blood relation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, for the affirmation of what I already knew all along. Thank you for reminding me of this simple truth. You are so good all the time. When we ask something, You always deliver. So let us bow our head in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, this weekend and every day, we give thanks to You for creating dads in our lives, dads that play an important role in our lives, just as You do, being the ultimate Father in all of our lives. We look up to our dads and we want to make them proud, just as we also look up to You, Father, and we want to make You proud. Please give our dads the wisdom and the humility for the task of parenting. Give them strength to do well by their children and to do well by You, Father. and please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come from my mouth today be the words that you would have me to speak. In your holy name, we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. 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 Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer, friends. So let's begin with today's message. So what is a father? What is your idea? What's your image of what a father is? You know, I know some of you may not have had father figures in your life. Maybe not your biological father anyway. Maybe you had a grandpa step up. Maybe you had a neighbor. Maybe you had an uncle. But think about it for a moment. Who was that one person in your life that never let you down, that was stood by your side and supported you and taught you fatherly things? So, why are dads so important in a child's life? Fathers, like mothers, are pillars in the development of a child's emotional well-being. Children look to their fathers to lay down those rules and to enforce them. And children also look to their fathers to provide a feeling of security, both physical and emotional. Children want to make their fathers proud. And a father that is involved with a child's life promotes that inner growth and strength. Studies have shown that the more involved that a father is with his child, the better and the more well-rounded mentally and emotionally that child will be. The child will grow up to be a better father to his own children one day. Friends, there is no instruction manual when it comes to parenting. We pretty much learn it as we go. It's probably one of the most rewarding achievements that you'll ever have in this life. But as I said earlier, being a parent is one of the most important jobs that you will ever have, because it literally shapes another human being's life into what they will become when they grow up. And that, in turn, will shape their children and on down the generations. We have to be very careful how we parent God's greatest gift to us. Children, their minds, they're so fragile as they are growing up. Adults can unintentionally do great harm to a child's little psyche. And if this happens, it can follow them into adulthood, and it can impact every aspect of their lives. And I'm sure that some of you out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Does parenting sound a little scary? Sounds like a lot of pressure to do the right thing by your children? Yes, it is. It's not something to be taken lightly, because fathers set the bar for relationships with others. Fathers influence who we are inside and how we have relationships with others when we grow up. The way that fathers treat their sons and daughters when they are young oftentimes determines what the sons or daughters will look for in another person when they grow up and when they want to settle down and find someone to spend the rest of their lives with. It is said that friends and spouses will be chosen on the basis of how the child perceived the meaning of the relationship with his or her father. Wow, that's really important, isn't it? Like I said, parenting is not an easy job. It's not for the meek, but it is a great responsibility that God has gifted us with a child in our lives, or maybe more than one child. It's a gift. And so we need to be looking to our Heavenly Father and seeing His example in our lives and carry that down to our children's lives as well. The pattern that a father sets for his children when they are young will dictate how his children will relate to other people. So it's very, very important to set a good example for our children and to be there for them and to guide them and to instruct them just as our Heavenly Father does through the Word. As human beings, we grow up by imitating the behavior of those around us, thus our parents, because we spend most of our time with our parents or perhaps our grandparents as well. Be the kind of parent that you want your children to be when they grow up. Be the example of what a healthy relationship looks like between a mom and a dad and your children. When a father, or even a mother for that matter, is absent in a child's life, young children will look for other male or female role models to set the rules for how to behave, how to survive in this world. And if you don't find yourself in that position with your own children, then please take your role as a dad very seriously. Very seriously. And be a great dad for your children. Friends, have you ever given much thought to the fact that our Heavenly Father desires for us to be that dependent on Him as well? He would love for us to trust Him completely, completely, with that same childlike faith that our children look to us, to the point that where our care and our provision never even cross our mind. With our children, look at that, you know. Look at when our children were tiny. I mean, some of you probably have small children now, but perhaps a lot of you are like me and empty nesters, and now our children are grown up, and now we have grandchildren. But think back, whatever chapter you are at in your life, think back when your children were small, or perhaps that they are now, and they had that childlike faith that their mommies and their daddies couldn't do nothing wrong, and they looked up to you guys, and you were their hero. We should think of our Heavenly Father in exactly the same way. That we would be sure, so sure of His care, that though a storm may rage in our life, rage around us, that we are not concerned in the slightest, because we know and we believe that our Heavenly Father holds us in our hand, holds us in His hand, and we are in a safe place. God will keep us from harm. We can rest easy and in peace, just leaning on the everlasting arms of God. In Nehemiah 9:6, the Bible tells us, "You are alone. You alone are the Lord. You made the skies and the heavens and all the stars. You made the earth and the sea and everything in them. You preserve them all, and the angels of heaven worship you." So up to this point, we've been focusing on what defines a human father and the importance of a human father role. And so now, let us take a look at the attributes of our Heavenly Father. God, our Father, sees every pain and every struggle. He knows where we have walked, and He's able to heal each and every wound that we have, every broken heart, every broken place in our body. He's the only one that can work so powerfully that He can take all of our hurts and He can turn them around for our good. He can bring blessings from the hardest places in our lives. And so down the road, we can bring hope to another soul that is hurting. He promises to never leave us alone to fend for ourselves or to try to figure things out on our own. Our Heavenly Father never leaves us alone. He forgives us and He helps us to forgive others. He gives us the power to let go of resentment, anger, and bitterness. He gives us the power to do better, to be better, so that we can keep moving forward. No matter what is going on in this world today, or what we are facing in our own life, God is with us always. God is our Heavenly Father, and we are His children, and He loves us unconditionally, just as we love our children. And His reach is big, big. Don't try to put God in a box. His power is mighty. He cares about everything that concerns us. Matthew 6:26 says, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet their Heavenly Father feeds them. Are we not more value than the birds?" All through the Bible, we are reminded of what an amazing Heavenly Father that we have. He is loving. 1 John 3:1, the Bible says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, so that we should be called children of God." He is kind. Ephesians 2:7 and 8 says, "So that in the ages to come that He might show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Our Heavenly Father is compassionate. In Psalms 103:8, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He is giving." And in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that whoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." And friends, our Heavenly Father is faithful. In Lamentations 3:22 through 23, "The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness." Our Heavenly Father is so merciful. In Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, "Because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved." Our Heavenly Father is strong. In Psalms 24:8, it says, "Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle." And friends, we have a forgiving Heavenly Father. And I mentioned to you earlier, He is our shepherd. He is our good shepherd. And in Psalms 23:1-23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of the righteousness for his name's sake. And friends, our Heavenly Father, he is ever present. That means he's with all of us all the time. We are never alone. In Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Our Heavenly Father is our refuge. Psalms 91:1 and 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Our Heavenly Father is gracious and full of compassion for each and every one of us. In Exodus 15:26, we are also reminded of this truth. He is our healer. For I am the Lord who heals you. He is also all-powerful. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12, yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in heaven and earth, everything, friends, in heaven and earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. He is our helper. He is our refuge. He is our everything. In Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you. For I am your God. I will strengthen you with my righteous right hand. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, is the one who makes all things new every morning. It's a fresh new day. And he tells us in Revelations 21:15 that these words are trustworthy and true. God's heart is for each one of us, and every promise that he makes to each one of us is true, and we can count on that forever. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned in for the second half of today's message. Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that each of you has decided to join me here on the Hope Show today. If you're just tuning in, today's message is Father's Day. So, what better way to honor our fathers? I know Father's Day was last week, but as I said, we had technical difficulties, and so I did not get to share this message with you last week, and so I thought that the message was, it was important. It was a special message that God gave me to share with you last week, and I thought it was every bit as important to share it with you this week. And so, what better way to honor our Father than through this message? At the beginning of today's message, we were talking about what it means to be a father, how very important of a role it is for our children. It's not a job to be taken lightly. Our children are gifts from God. It's a very serious responsibility, and one that God entrusts us to do the very best that we possibly can. So, how we raise our children today will impact their whole future and the generations to follow after that. What kind of a legacy are we leaving for our children? What kind of examples are we leaving for our children? Are we living a life for God? God is our example. The last part of the message that we were talking about before the break was about God our Father and His attributes, how He feels about us, and how He shows by His example the kind of shows by example. And His example is what all of the earthly dads should be showing to their children. Because God is the perfect Father. None of us are perfect, but God is perfect. But we are to choose to live our lives as close as God's example as possible. I know some of you probably had absent dads in your life, and for that I'm very sorry. You probably missed out on a lot with your real dads. But I hope that you found a male role model that actively participated in your life and took on the dad role, such as maybe a grandpa or an uncle, a neighbor, someone, maybe a coach, maybe from a from school, you know, maybe a coach from one of the ball games or whatever. But a good father leads by example. Notice that I emphasized a good father. A good father shows a balanced side of being comforting and nurturing. Yet, a good father is strong and masculine. He's honest, open, and willing to defend his family. He balances his needs with the needs of his family. He is the model of how to love and to treat women. He offers unconditional love, and through his leadership, he instructs and he strives to ensure that his children will have a better life than himself. His greatest job is spending time with the family, because without spending time with your family, you won't accomplish all the goals of being a good father. You have to have that personal one-on-one relationship with each of your children. Not one of your children are the same. They are each unique in their own way, and they have their own personalities and their own individual needs. And without that bond, you will find it hard to connect to your children in a way that is so crucial in their lives. And it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. If we don't connect to our Heavenly Father and have that same one-on-one relationship with Him on a personal level, that's crucial too. A good father can be defined differently, but may also have similar characteristics. These qualities should include understanding, responsibility, leading by example, and always remembering that his role as a dad for his family comes first. So let's turn our focus back onto God, our Heavenly Father. He is and should be our everything. He created us and he provides for us. He created everything on this earth for us. In the same way that we need our earthly dads, we also need our Heavenly Father. The same way that children like to please their parents, we should also want to please our Heavenly Father. We are only here temporarily, friends, on this earth. And then one day, we will return to Him in heaven. We can't think about this for a moment. We can't even breathe without the air that our Heavenly Father has provided us. The sun rises and sets because of Him, providing us with days and nights. He provides us water from the sky so that we will have a bountiful land. He created us to procreate so that we can have spouses and children and grandparents and etc. He provided us with animals, plants, everything, just for each of us to enjoy. Without our Heavenly Father, we wouldn't have any of this. We wouldn't even have our own children. Everything has its purpose. Everything was created by our Heavenly Father. The sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in its purpose, it has functionality on this earth and all living beings on it. We all have so much to be grateful for. Have you ever stopped what you were doing and just started listing off to yourself all your blessings? I have. And you know what? Once I get started and I start listing off and naming everything I'm blessed with, my gosh, my list is so long, I could go on and on and on forever. I am so blessed. I am so richly blessed. Yes, we all have trials and tribulations. We all have troubles in our life. We all go through things. We all go through storms, but oh my gosh, people, think about it. You know, those things are only temporary. They don't last forever. And God is with us through everything, all of it. We are never alone. But my gosh, you know, think about all your many blessings. Don't think about the storms, you know. Let me just give you a short list of my own. And like I said, I could go on forever. I am so richly blessed. But let me just name a few. I'm thankful for my house, for my finances, for my health, for my husband, for my children, my grandchildren, for my vehicles that I drive, for all the beautiful things out there that God has created that we can look at and we can enjoy, like flowers and lakes and squirrels and ponds to fish out of and rainbows, and you know, the list just goes on and on. Count your many blessings. Even in the midst of troubling times, you can always think of a bunch of things to be grateful for. How about our parents, our siblings, our friends, a church to go to, and our church family, and food. And how about those little furry pets that we have that are family too? Count your many blessings. We truly have a lot to be grateful for. And we wouldn't have any of it if it wasn't for our Heavenly Father. Turn your negatives into positives. For example, Perhaps maybe some of you don't have a loving dad on earth, but you always have a loving dad that's a heavenly father in heaven that will always love you more than anything and take care of you far better than an earthly father ever could. Maybe you're suffering financial loss, but you still have a roof over your head. God is still providing for you. If you respond negatively, you reap what you sow. But same with positivity. Turn those negative things in your life upside down and think of all the positive things in your life. The life you have is because of how you respond to the situations that life gives you. We serve an awesome, amazing, mighty, powerful, faithful, loving God. You have to have faith in God, folks. Trust in God to take care of everything going on in your life, because that's what a good father does. And our Heavenly Father is a good Father. He's a great Father. He wants us to turn to Him. He wants us to depend upon Him, love Him, trust Him. You know, to a child, their parents are their whole world when they're growing up. They look to their parents, whether they realize it at that young age or not. They look up to their parents to take care of them. They can't take care of themselves. They're too little. They haven't learned all the things that about life. And we should have that same childlike faith in our Heavenly Father. We should look to Him for everything, because without Him we can't do anything either. We should look to His Word, His truth, as guidance. He wants us to turn to Him. Good parents, good fathers, do everything they can, provide everything they can, never wanting anything in return but love and respect. Just like home, parents have rules that the children must abide by until they graduate, move out, and have a place of their own. And then they can make up their own rules in their own home. And just like that, respect the fact that our Heavenly Father also has rules, laws, to live by. We are bound by rules our whole life. At home, at school, at work. But what do you think would happen if there were no rules or laws to live by? Friends, we're getting kind of a taste of that in this world right now, and it's utter chaos. Having rules at home doesn't mean that your parents or your fathers don't love you. In fact, it proves the exact opposite. Just as our earthly dads discipline their children out of love for them, so does our Heavenly Father. Thank Him for His discipline. I know that seems kind of odd, maybe, and perhaps you don't like to be disciplined, but our Heavenly Father loves us, and He disciplines us because He loves us. Without God's discipline, we would surely be a mess. I know I would. I was a mess a long time ago. What kind of dad would a man be if they didn't teach their children, but instead just let them do whatever they want, get whatever they want, do and speak to others however they want, never disciplining them for the wrong that they do? How would they learn? That would be just to let the kids just do whatever they want, anytime they want, and however they want. That's just bad parenting, let's be honest. Our Heavenly Father does the same. He has rules and laws to live by. A criteria of right from wrong. God created us with free will. He won't force us to do anything. But if we obey the rules and the laws, or or disobey the rules and the laws. There are consequences, just like when our children make poor choices and they do something, you know, wrong. Let's just say, for example, our children, small children, are at a park and they swing higher and higher and higher. And you tell them, slow down, don't swing so high. You may fall out, you may get hurt. They keep doing it anyway. Guess what happens? They fall out, they get hurt. They didn't obey. There's consequences to the choices you make, good or bad. There are consequences for right choices, consequences for poor choices. And we all have to learn from that. And we never outgrow rules. No matter how old you get, you never outgrow rules. Our Heavenly Father guides us and teaches us through these rules and laws that are set in place. Sometimes our children disregard what Dad has taught them, and they strike out on their own path. But as I said, there are consequences for breaking the rules and the laws. And it's the same way for each of us. We are God's children. And when we disregard His guidance, His teachings, strike out on our own, do our own path, do our own thing, because we think we know more than our Heavenly Father, there are consequences for our actions as well. Friends, count it pure joy when our Heavenly Father disciplines us. In Hebrews 12, 1 through 11, speaks clearly about fathers. So think about this as I'm reading it to you. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance to the race that's marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And yet you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone that he accepts as his son or daughter. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Heavenly Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while, as thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. But later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Friends, praise God. Praise God for His discipline. Praise God that He loves us that much. Amen? Yeah. At this time, before we close, I'd like to take a moment to honor my own dad. And I would like for you each to think about your dads. Or, if your dads weren't around, the role model that stepped up as a father figure. So, as most of you know, and this, I might get a little emotional, so bear with me, and I've probably got about another 10 minutes to this show, so if you, this message, so if you just bear with me for a moment, okay? Just hang in there for a few more minutes. I'm going to run over a little bit, but forgive me if I get a little emotional. As most of you know, my dad passed away in 2018. My dad was a very strict disciplinarian. As I was growing up, I didn't take much pleasure in it at all. Quite the opposite, in fact. But looking back over my childhood, my dad played a major role in the adult that I am today. And he played a major role in how I parented my own children. I learned a lot from my dad. But not just my dad, my mom just as much, equally. But because last week was Father's Day, you know, that's what we're talking about. But I learned equally from my mom and my dad. And so a lot of this can cross over to moms as well. I learned how to be independent from my dad. I learned to be fierce, motivated, accomplished, business-minded, how to treat other people, how to get things done, and never give up. And I learned from him that family is everything. Family comes first. I learned leadership skills from my dad. I learned that girls can do everything that boys can do. I learned the importance of family helping family. I learned to be strong and confident. I learned family is first place in our lives. I learned what sacrifices meant. Even though I felt like my dad was pretty strict, and I didn't always like that, my dad did the very best that he could with what he had to offer. And unfortunately, like some children growing up, we don't give our parents, we don't give our dads the credit we should. And it's not until we get much, much older, and maybe our parents have passed on, that we truly realize everything that they did for us and why they did it. But our parents do the best they can with what they have. And so if you think your parent was less than par, they did the very best they can. Give them some slack. Think about yourself. Your parenting skills. You can only do for your children what you have, what resources you have. So let's cut our parents some slack. Some of the things that my dad and I enjoyed doing together was fishing, deer hunting, rabbit hunting. Yes, my dad taught me how to fish and deer hunt and rabbit hunt. And you know, to this day, I still go deer hunting. I have hunted deer for 30 years. And it's just a part of me. And it just reminds me of my dad just being out there in the timber, because that's where my dad liked to be, in the timber. That was his favorite place to be. He taught me how to drive tractors and grain trucks by the time I was 7 years old. I'm dating myself, but if any of you know those old Montgomery Ward catalogs, they were really thick. And I had to sit on one of them big, thick catalogs to even be able to see through the steering wheel, not over it, through it. I had to stand up to operate the gas and the brakes. I've thought many times since then, when my own kids were coming up, would I turn my grain truck or tractor over to a 7-year-old? The answer is no, I would not have. But back when I was little, the family, it didn't matter how young or old you were, everybody pitched in, and everybody learned to do things at a really young age. But anyway, I didn't break too many things. I just broke the tongue off of a wagon one time, which Dad wasn't very happy about. But anyway, he taught me so many life skills. He taught me what farm life was all about. He taught me to take pride in my work and do it well. And friends, I miss him every day. I miss being able to call him for advice on how to troubleshoot something, or what to look for when purchasing a tractor or a car or something so that you don't buy a lemon. He had many talents. He was an excellent craftsman and made several pieces of furniture for our family. If he didn't have something, he would make it from something recycled. He was thrifty. I miss deer hunting with him. I miss his laugh and how he used to call me JoJo, which is short for my middle name, Joanne. Friends, if your dad is still alive, go tell your dad that you love them. Spend time with them. Even if your biological dad isn't a part of your life, go tell that male role model that you grew up with how much you love and you appreciate them. Take time to spend time with your Heavenly Father, too. And tell him how much you love him and how much you count your many, many blessings for everything that he's done for you. Be grateful for your earthly dads and your Heavenly Father. Our children, our parents, they are only loaned to us for the short amount of time that we have here on this earth. But our Heavenly Father, he will be with us always and eternally. He will always and forever take good care of us. The best of care, not just good, the best of care. Be sure that you honor that by obeying God's commandments. If your father's still alive, respect him. Even though you may be grown up and out on your own, it says in the Bible to respect your parents, honor your parents. And so, I don't care how old you are, when you speak to your parents, when you go to their home, honor and respect them as you want your children to honor and respect you, as our Heavenly Father wants us to respect him. Right now I want to do one more thing to honor my earthly dad by playing this one song. And this one song is one of his many favorites. And so, let me pull that up here just a minute. My hubby here has helped me pull it up. We're kind of out of sequence for our songs. So anyway, one of my dad's many songs, he loved country music. You'll have to look it up on YouTube or something. Oh, wait a minute. My phone. Where's your... I don't have my phone with me. Hold on a second, we're getting it, guys.
Why don't you play this and I'll go find it.
Okay, well, we're gonna go a little bit backwards, okay? Right now I'm going to play the ending songs, the closing songs, and then at the very tail end I'll play my dad's song while we're trying to get that booted up. I kind of threw a song in there on my hubby when he was preparing all these songs for me, so I caught him by surprise. And so I'm going to go ahead and play these two other songs, and then when these songs are done, I'll come back on and I'll share the song with you. Okay, so hang on.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father.
Okay, folks, Like I said, I threw a surprise in there in the song list. Sorry, Shaziz. But, so, this will be the last song for the day, and this goes out to my dad in heaven. And I love you, Dad. And I love you too, Heavenly Father. And so here's one of my dad's favorite songs. And then when we come back, we'll say a closing prayer. So here it goes. Johnny Cash, Daddy Saint Bass. This is for my dad.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Bill and a brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Right. Well, I want to say, tell your fathers thank you. And Dad in heaven, Wayne Wilson, rest in peace. You are a wonderful dad, and I miss you every day, and I love you. So you dads out there, go tell them special men in your life that you love them and you appreciate them. So let's bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your great love for us. Thank you that you are our Abba Father. Thank you, Father, that your word is true. We know that you are with us always. You cover us with your power and your strength. You are kind and compassionate. You are good and faithful. You are giving and gracious and merciful, our strong tower, our rock, our refuge, our shelter. You deliver us. You are the one who saves us. You are the one that makes all things new. And today and every day, we praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you for the great Father that you are, and so much more. And we come to you today honoring you as our Father and our Lord. We will find rest, peace, love, and joy, and strength in you and you alone. You are enough. We treasure you. We treasure your words, Heavenly Father, your laws and your commandments. We understand that they are in a place that they are in place because you love us so much. And you want only the best for your children. And as we all go forth from this message, let us all take away from this the importance of fatherhood. And may we never take you or our heavenly fathers for granted anymore. And all of God's people said, Amen. God bless each and every one of you. God bless the earthly dads out there making the difference in their child's life. And until next Saturday, same time, same place, may God richly bless each and every one of you and your families. Sometimes we don't understand how rich we really are. Not monetarily speaking, but rich in the Lord and all His blessings and favor. Friends, go out there and hug that dad and tell him they are appreciated and loved. Don't forget to take time with them. Spend real quality time with them. Spend real quality time with your Heavenly Father and thank Him for everything He does for you, and let Him know how much you love Him too. Because we would be nothing without our Heavenly Father. We owe it all to Him. Friends, y'all take care, and I'll meet you back here next Saturday. Love you.
At His voice.